Hey, what's up, Nation? Porter here. I know we normally don't do this, but we decided this time to err on the side of caution and let you know that today's story does hit themes of self-harm, suicide, and if that's a problem, well, you are now aware. This is a side story, so will not interfere with the actual plot of the game. So if it's a problem for you and you feel the need to skip it, you can do that. Again, not normally our thing, but we're making an exception here for folks. Have a good one, and I hope you enjoy the show. Coming at you from Scratch a Wolf Studio, it's that time again to rage across the internet. It's your very favorite Werewolf the Apocalypse podcast. As always, I'm your host, Porter, and it's a quiet day. It's just me and this guy over here. Hey, what up, Tombo?
What up?
I think it's a weird one today.
No, it is. No, this is a fun one.
I didn't say it wouldn't be fun.
Okay, fair. You didn't.
All right, but a little behind the scenes, everybody, as we had to skip two gaming sessions in a row.
Yes, back-to-back weeks we had scheduled, and emergencies came up on both of those back-to-back weeks.
Right, like, I was sick.
Yes.
For the one, and so we pushed it to the next week. Everyone was super cool and accommodating. It was really great. And then there was an emergency that week, like 11th hour.
Mm-hmm. And then we were going to try to push it again, and we went, let's just not take a step back, reschedule it properly.
So that's the deal. That's why you haven't heard Chapter 8 yet.
Yep.
We haven't played it yet.
Nope.
And we're not getting today. That's not what this is either, clearly.
Clearly, because it's just me here.
Right, but that's a little bit related, though, right? Because we have talked about, you know, time being a factor, not being able to get stuff done because, you know, it's a lot of people and schedules and lives and, yes, and these things happen.
And in the Garu Nation, things happen behind the scenes because you can't play it all out. The world keeps turning.
Right. Like, unfortunately, we're not like 20 anymore.
No. Where we can game like three times a week.
Right. Oh, God, that was great.
God, I miss those days. I really do.
We would game at least once a week.
Oh, good, dude. I mean, I wasn't doing tabletop, but I mean, right. I was gaming five times a week.
Oh, video. Yeah, that's
6 hours a day, five times a week. Yes.
Yeah, that's a different thing entirely.
But that was my gaming. I wasn't really tabletoping too much.
Well, that's fair, but. Yeah. Both here.
Right.
You know, it was like, you got home from work and you put on fucking whatever you're playing at the time, be that Xenogears or
Battlefield was the big one for me.
Again, different eras.
Yeah.
All right.
Shooter games. I mean, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, they were fun. Now they're stupid, but they were fun.
Oh, you know, we're not doing this.
I miss gaming, okay? I don't even game anymore.
I barely game either.
Tabletop's all I do, really.
I barely game either. You know, that PlayStation is only for streaming anymore for some reason.
Same with mine.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah. Sorry to just give you our woes here.
Yeah, we just got a little morose there. But we had the time. So what we're doing today, which is why we don't know what the intro is going to sound like.
So either we get this one or we don't.
We'll figure it out. It's going to be Danny's problem.
Yep. Good luck.
But so we are recording an interlude, a one-off with Walks with Anubis.
I'm excited.
Right?
This will help for me, especially, guys, because I'm going to know where my line is on my knowledge, hopefully.
I don't know.
We'll see. I'm going to third school, hopefully.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Porter wrote it. I don't know what I'm doing.
But I don't know what you're doing either. You get to respond to it, nice. Shockingly. But it's a little aside.
A little vignette.
Yeah. The rain pours down, the cool breeze taking the edge off the sweltering day. Flashes of lightning illuminating the darkness as thunder growls a warning through the night. It's peaceful. And while his pack and new allies must be sleeping soundly, Walks with Anubis is wide awake. He looks out the cabin's window, watching the raindrops slide down the window like teardrops, and slips outside to the porch swing, watching the sky as he remembers. It was a month or so since his first change. He'd been traveling with Strides with Shadows, known privately as Darius, an old friend of his missing mother. Strides and Shadows stood a wholly average 5'7". A t-shirt always covered by an old army jacket that he said was his father's in a way that you knew he's lying. His blue jeans worn and only frayed at the cuffs where they meet with his tan boots that were half a size too big. Shaggy dark hair fell just above his green eyes, and he always made a point of growing his beard to what he'd call the height of homelessness before shaving it entirely and starting the process over again. It all broke in the middle of the night. Dante was woken with a start. It's time.
What?
Darius's breath was hot and smelled of a combination of whiskey and menthol. He looks Dante sternly in the eyes. Your rite of passage. It begins tonight. Now.
Okay.
Listen to me.
I'm ready.
Your rite of passage. It's a series of tasks. You have to do this on your own, and you have to start now. Do you understand?
Yes.
You have to deliver a message to the Sept of the Oaken Heart. When you get there, tell them who you are, what you're doing, and demand to speak to Whistler in the Wind. Say the name.
Whistler in the Wind.
Good, good. Don't forget to... He looks panicked over your shoulder, shakes his head, and focuses back to you. Don't forget to renounce yourself when you get there, and tell them this message, word for word.
Pull out like a little notepad. And
he takes it, throwing it on the ground. Okay. No! You have to memorize it.
Okay. I'll try my best.
The sirens are screaming and the fires are howling way down in the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining oh so bright. There's evil in the air. There's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot street. Oh, down in the tunnel where the deadly are rising. Oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. Do you have that?
Not really. That's a lot to remember.
He repeats it again. You have to memorize it. He'll know what it means.
I'll repeat it over and over as I run.
He takes a deep breath, as if steeling himself for whatever's to come next. I'll buy you all the time I can. Quickly, to the Umbra. And Avatar Oval is waiting. He'll guide you to your destination.
Thank you.
Go!
At that, I disappear into the Umbra. That's when I was like, I need a piece to fucking write this down.
I mean, I guess that's fair. Maybe I will. Maybe it's your rite of passage. But I mean, I guess, spoiler, you passed it. So.
I don't have a notepad in front of me.
You're not supposed to write it down. You're supposed to memorize it.
Dude, that's too much to memorize. You're killing me with that one.
It's also past tense. Spoiler alert. Yes. You pass this.
Okay.
This is a flashback.
Holy shit.
Quickly, you slip the gauntlet. It's cold and quiet and also dark. It's the time of the Ragabash. All is blackness, save for Owl. It perches on a branch nearby, sitting tall and proud, its body white and gleaming, a beacon of hope and wisdom in the darkness. A savior to guide your way.
Owl, I'm ready. Please guide me.
It raises its wings defiantly and takes to the skies, flying a path through the forest.
I shift Lupus and run as fast as possible.
The run is long and arduous. Owl takes no consideration to your lagging behind. It simply goes on its way. Minutes seem to turn to hours. The path takes you over streams and up the sides of mountains. You feel like you've been going southwest, but you swear there are times that you've turned east.
I would question that, but I'm following Owl. Because that is a very severe turn compared to where I'm going.
Roll your wits survival.
Survival. Diff?
Standard.
Nothing.
Okay.
Fucking one. And a zero. I love my dice.
Man.
I'm not buying new ones, Danny.
Maybe you should.
We'll see.
You've been running for hours. You're not entirely sure when or where the path will end. You know that fatigue is starting to set in. Owl seems not to care.
Fatigue setting in for a Strider, that's saying something.
Oh, you are a cub. It's like true. You're not a Strider yet, are you?
That's true. Also true, damn it. Trying my best to keep up.
You push yourself as hard as you can, trying to surpass your own physical limitations. Roll it again.
Spend a willpower.
Sure. Yes.
No, I am spending willpower. I'm guaranteeing at least one. 4.
It eventually dawns on you. You've been to this spot before. 2 or 3 times. In fact, it seems like Owl has been taking you along the same lake and mountain range from a couple different directions for the last couple hours.
What's going on?
Owl swings back and turns, resting on a nearby branch.
Have we arrived?
It simply turns its head to the side. Rotates its head to the side. It blinks once at you.
Nothing.
It hasn't responded.
The fuck can I do to make it respond? Okay.
I don't know if you can make it.
Well, not make it respond, but say the right thing, I guess. Why are you leading me in circles?
And again, cocks its head to the side.
Safe to assume we are here then. And then I begin to howl.
Unsure of exactly what the fuck a howl of announcement is. You do your best and let out a howl. The owl spirit flies up and off, making sure you lose sight of it before it does.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't follow it.
Not planning on it.
All right. A few minutes pass. You can hear various sounds echoing throughout the night. When 3 Lupuscaru and a Krynos appear from the woods.
I bow.
The largest of the wolves, almost dishwater blonde, takes a few steps forward. The Krynos bares his teeth, shows off his claws, with the other two, a brown and black wolf. Seem to just hang back, slowly circling. Who are you?
I am Dante Fitzpatrick. I am Dante. I've been sent here on my rite of passage by my mentor. I've come with a message for Whispers in the Wind.
The Krynos backs off his posture, no longer aggressive.
I stopped bowing. I was showing that I was not being intimidated or not, in, you know what I mean, not being aggressive.
The Krynos turns to what looks like a 15-year-old girl. Her hair, blonde pigtails. She kind of smirks and, all right, come on.
Shift back up to Hamid and follow.
She and the wolves return back to the realm, at which point the wolves dissipate and continue what we will assume He says, they're Bond Patrol. Dante, huh?
Yes.
I'm Liz. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I have no idea what I'm doing. Fresh change a month ago.
Now you said rite of passage.
Yep.
The walk through the woods isn't very, very much further to where you get into a clearing. There is a large fire in the center of a decent patch of dirt. You know, a few benches, a couple picnic tables. You see a couple log cabins.
Hmm. Homie.
Yeah, we're lucky. It's built on a state forest, so they already had these things here in the first place.
Nice.
We just kind of cordoned off this section for us. She points to the fire. Have a seat over there. Don't wander.
I don't plan on it.
As you sit, you can hear some drums in the distance. The fire is warm. Inviting. You feel as though you're being watched.
Of course.
And again, you can hear some various activities here and there. You can smell cooking meat in the distance, which is just absolutely torture for you at this point. You weren't exactly wearing a watch, but you feel like you've been running for hours upon hours. Dawn will soon arrive. It's not too much longer when a brown and tan lupus, shaggy fur, a few spots and streaks of black around its hindquarters, trots up to you. The wolf sits, staring you down, and slowly shifts into a hominid form. A man somewhere, maybe in his 30s. He seems to be dressed almost in a business casual, polo shirt, khaki pants. He stares you down with one good eye, the other white, a scar running across. I hear you wish to speak to me.
Strides and Shadows sent me with a message.
Go on.
The sirens are screaming and the fires are howling way down in the valley tonight. There's a man in shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining oh so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. Oh, and down in the tunnel where the deadly are rising. Oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in that gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat.
Whispers in the Wind is not doing a very good job hiding his laughter. Finally, he breaks, cackling loudly. You hear a second voice. You look behind you. It strides. Bat out of hell? You had him quote Meatloaf at me?
Oh, you're such a dick. I didn't even know that it was Meatloaf.
Strides is laughing hysterically. I knew it. I knew I could get him to do it. I made it sound like it was some sort of code, like there was like a war coming.
I hang my head in shame.
Strides, still laughing, sits down next to you. There's a bowl in his hand full of some meat. He hands it over to you, and you join in the laughter as the three of you talk through the rest of the night, up until it is eventually time to rest.
Meatloaf, huh?
You snap back from your memory suddenly. Was that Meatloaf you were humming?
It was.
All right. It seems like a natural pause.
That's fine.
Right? Like, I like the idea that, you know, you're having that memory and you're humming the song absentmindedly.
Oh, that would totally happen.
Right?
Because I'm sure after that he taught me the song and sang it, and we sang it around the fire. Made a good laugh of things. Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking clever, because I didn't even know. Didn't even know.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I'm going to have him quote song lyrics and, like, make it seem like it's some coded message.
I like that.
Yeah, like, yeah, we didn't have anything important to do, and you know, it's time for your passage, so That's part one, man.
Oh, that's too funny. That is a good rite of passage, though. Hey, I delivered the message. It's
well, that's
a Strider thing.
Just part one. There's actually two other parts to it.
Oh.
So the idea is
okay
for us to get into it. Because one is part two is actually you have to deal with a ghost.
Oh.
You have to go and solve its problem.
So it can pass on.
Right. And, like, I don't know.
So there will be dice.
Which is why, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even specific. Just stalk and kill a worm creature. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
It could be a fucking...
Could be a vampire, could be a femori, could be a scrag, could be a meat puppet.
That's what I was like, I'm thinking like a hamburgerling, but no, it's a meat puppet. I'm like, hamburgerling? What? That's fun.
So yeah, I guess we just do some interaction, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that Meatloaf you're humming? Bodhi's standing in the doorway. And I'm looking at you, slightly confused.
It was. I'm reminiscing. Flashback to my rite of passage.
What was it, like at a Meatloaf concert?
If only. Man, I wish. No, my mentor sent me on a message delivery and had me quote Meatloaf lyrics.
That's kind of funny.
Oh, it was funny. Afterwards, I was humiliated for a little bit. That's how I got introduced to Meatloaf.
Mine wasn't quite as fun.
I've heard that many didn't have it as easy as I did for at least my first step.
No, it's good, though. Yeah. Good memories, I suppose, yeah?
Gotta remember them somehow.
I remember the second trial. You know? This ghost had been following us for like a week. Yeah, like, my mentor, he didn't seem bothered or, like, surprised. Like, he knew the score, man. He was just, he didn't want to deal with it. So he sent me on it, you know? It was one of these standard avenge my death kind of thing, right? But it was, it's the guy's fucking brother.
Go.
And he was sleeping with his wife.
No wonder. He wanted the vengeance.
Yeah, sure, but, like, the wife didn't know he did it.
Oh.
So here she is, right? Like, she falls for this guy. They get married, they have a life together. And the fucking brother's all jealous and gets, you know, knocks him off. Only to take his place, take his wife. And so what? Like, he makes it look natural. You know what I mean? Like, so she fell for the dude. So I had to put her through that twice. Never gone back, but I always wondered if the ghost of the brother seeking vengeance now, too. Maybe someday someone's going to come for me for their right.
That's one thing I've always wondered with ghosts. Would he know that his brother sent you to do it?
Well, no, but he'd know I did it.
So he would want vengeance on you.
Theoretically. Shit, maybe that's what you're doing here, huh?
Luckily, haven't been here long enough. Haven't noticed any. One, but she seems harmless.
No, everything seems that way.
For now.
Shit, this town seems that way. We both know that ain't the case.
Yeah, it's an understatement.
Bodhi taking a couple steps to the edge of the porch. Yeah, leaning on the staircase. He kind of peeks out from under the awning into the sky. You wouldn't think we'd have this much rain.
Shit never stops here, it seems. Makes me wonder if the spirits maybe have something to do with this.
Nah, I think it's just weather.
It's an unnatural amount of rain for the time of year, though. But then again, I've never been to this side of town.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about a bunch of weirdo-shaped islands in the middle of the country.
Oh, your first time too, then.
Shockingly.
Yeah, I grew up in a carnival. We were mostly in very flat-landed area.
You were a carny?
I was.
Like, guess your way to hit the bottles, bearded lady kind of thing?
Trapeze stuff. Acrobats. I'm good on my feet. And with my hands.
I hope so. Maybe it'll keep you alive longer.
Haven't let me down yet.
Yeah, but you've been Garu for like an hour and a half, right, bro?
According to your time, yes.
He lights a cigarette, offering you one.
I gladly accept. Storm keeping you up too, huh?
Yeah, well, we got to keep rotation for the pack. You know, some of us active at night, some during the day.
Someone's got to be on quote-unquote bond patrol, I guess.
Well, less people, better time to investigate.
Also true. So much going on around here. I don't know which way's left at this point. So many mysteries and nothing solved yet.
We'll figure it out. I'm just glad we cleared the air after that first encounter.
Yeah. That was a rough interaction.
It's better working together like this.
Oh, 100%. This would have been bad news for us, specifically having to have watch out for you guys all the time.
Yeah, that wouldn't have gone well. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to start a thing, but you guys are new.
Oh, we would have died. I don't doubt that.
And I'll tell you what, bro, I mean, you don't know us very well yet, but we wouldn't have taken a whole lot of pleasure in taking the new kids out of the map, you know what I mean? I mean, me'd fuck you up, but you'd feel bad about it.
That's good to know. I have met some heartless people in my past. Carney and all. Man, we did come off strong, though. Didn't expect other Garu here, though. Didn't know what to expect when we come up and, you know, see our current leader being jumped by four Garu.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect the Karate Kid to show up, all right?
Old man can fight.
Fucking Mr. Miyagi wexed to off us out of fucking nowhere, man. You known him long?
Just for this mission so far. We all have been guided here by those dreams.
Yeah, guy works in mysterious ways, I guess.
Just doing my duty at this point. I was told by somebody in the past, always follow what Gaia gives you.
That'll make a good segue to the next flashback. Yeah, because I didn't realize the fucking rite of passage thing was in there.
I glossed over it and went, I think this could be good for rite of passage, and it wasn't. I figured going on Feralia would work, but nope.
But I mean, that still happened.
That's when I lost my, well, quote-unquote lost him. I don't know.
It might come up. I don't know.
It's there for you. I left you mini cliffhangers in there in case you wanted to play with the backstory.
Well, you even mean in tonight during this.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't see why it wouldn't.
You take a long drag off the cigarette. Is the memories flow. Some little town in Kansas. Darius had been particularly quiet about why you were going.
So what's up, boss? What are we doing?
The next stage of your rite.
All right. I'm excited.
I'm just going to introduce you to, a new friend.
If it's anything like what the last few you introduced me to, I'm more excited. That was fun.
This one probably won't be.
Oh?
You continue to walk down the street. See rows of houses lined up. The sun's starting to set. It's quiet. You can smell the remnants of a few barbecues, you know, off in the air in the neighborhood. You can hear some children playing in their yard, a few mothers calling their kids inside. It's very wholesome suburbia. It's peaceful, right?
Yeah, but ever since the change of barbecue, don't smell the same.
Yeah, well, you know, you look around at this, so many people, it's the American dream, I suppose. White picket fences, families, barbecues and play dates and all that shit.
A life I'll never see again.
Well, you weren't going to see it from the carnival anyway.
Ouch.
But here's the thing, man. It's not really what it's all about. I mean, it's a nice thought. It's a nice little dream. It keeps the monkeys in line. But the worm's still here. I mean, the triad, it's in everything. And it's easy to run around and find, you know, some scrags or some femori to kill. You know, oh no, some black spiral dancers. Let's go get them. Obvious threats, you know? But let me ask you, what do you do about the guy who's beating his wife three doors down?
That's a good question. I mean, beat him back.
But then what does that do?
Probably makes it worse for the wife.
Maybe. Maybe leaves a kid without a dad. And then how does he grow up, right?
Not good without a father figure, I bet.
In the meantime, I mean, we can blame the worm on it, but the worm's not just like the ultimate source of evil, right? You could just be an asshole. Which attracts banes, which continues the cycle of shitty behavior, or sends those banes to neighbors next door who start to get into things or maybe get possessed. It's fucked up. How do you fight the worm in the fucking suburbs?
Sounds like carefully.
Yeah, good answer. I'm just saying, kid, as things are complicated, there's more than one way to go about things. Sometimes you got to get creative, and sometimes you got to remember the damage you're going to leave behind.
So sometimes I'll still have to remember my humanity. It's not just all fun, killy-killy.
Yeah, we may not be human, but yeah. That doesn't mean we shouldn't have humanity.
There's always two sides to that coin.
It's all about balance.
Something from what you've been teaching me that the worm stopped doing.
Yeah, well, at least we're employed, right?
Fair. It's a good point.
All right, I think this is about the spot. He looks around a bit to make sure no one can see and ducks into the tree line of the little forested area just on the other side of the street from all the houses.
I follow him like a lost cub.
So this might be a tricky one. He leads you through the trees. It's hardly a forest, but a small stretch. Wooded area, leading off from the back end of a park. He walks you through to a set of playground equipment as the sun's slowly retreating into the horizon. You see it's largely empty. People in the distance leaving. He waits at the edge of the tree line. We should hit the shadow.
Right behind you.
Stepping into the umbra, you can see the trees, again, are quite thick and vibrant here in the shadow. The area largely looks pretty nice, all things considered. The park's clearly been here a bit. There's been a lot of love put into it. the grass is overgrown, of course, and you know, most of the equipment is gone. But it feels warm and a bit like home. You start walking to where the equipment is, and things do seem to change, however. It gets colder. You start walking up a hill as the terrain changes. You find yourself overlooking the greater grounds. See evidence of the Weaver starting to take hold over into the more suburban sections in the distance. It's a decent look at the area from where you are. You see but one piece of equipment, of playground equipment, a swing set, minus the swings, just simply the support beams. And a humanoid figure standing before the swings, the swing set, looking at the cross beam up top, staring at it.
Why is there a human in the Umbra?
He's not human anymore. Go talk to him. Take care of him.
So many questions.
This is the second part of your rite of passage.
Okay.
Good luck, Dante.
Sounds like I'll need it. As I walk towards the swing set.
You get closer, and again closer to the boy, the figure. It's a teenager. 13, 14 years old, maybe?
Right around my age.
Black t-shirt, blue jeans. He has short, dark hair. It's lightly being blown in the umbral wind. He's staring at the top crossbar of the swing set.
Fancy little wager?
Seeming shocked by the sound of your voice. He quickly turns around. You can see his skin is gaunt and pale. Stark circles under her under his eyes. And a bruise across his neck. Like a ring. Or a necklace pulled all too tight to the skin. Mm-hmm. Not being subtle.
I know what happened. I don't think Dante's going to know. Okay. Doesn't realize what he's dealing with. So.
Oh, that's fair.
I try to cover up my shocked face when he turns as quickly as possible. But seeing this makes it a little hard. I shake it off. Do you speak?
You can see me.
That I can.
Are you like me?
I'm unsure what you are.
He takes a few steps forward, closer to you.
Reflexively, I would get defensive.
You're alive.
And you obviously are not. You shouldn't be here.
I don't want to be.
Do you know why you're here?
You can help me. You have to help me. Right?
I don't know. I've never seen someone like you.
They took the swings down. After. Is this hell?
If this was hell, don't you think there'd be a lot more fire?
I don't know, man. I thought that shit was just for Hollywood. I thought that it was just an absence. And there's no one here. Sometimes it's like I'm in the real world. Like if I concentrate, I can go there, but no one can see me. No one can hear me. And other times I'm here, and sometimes there are monsters. I didn't mean it. I mean, I thought I did. I did it. I didn't want to, I guess. Not really. I mean, I regretted it when it happened, you know?
Looking a little quizzically. I don't. Why don't we start from the start? What happened?
He lowers his head. See tears streaming down his eyes. I was just so upset. I just wanted it to be done, you know? And I mean, it didn't matter. It was all so fucking stupid. I was just upset and thought everything would be better if I was just gone. And then I was on there. I was just hanging there and I couldn't get out. And I wanted to, I wanted to live, but I they didn't. Nobody knew. I was so angry. They can't know how angry I was.
Who's they?
My family, man. You can stop it. You can help, I think.
I think I have a slight grasp of the situation. This is all still very new to me, but I will try to help.
I had a journal. It said stuff. I mean, I was so angry. I need you to get rid of it. I don't want them to have read it. I don't want them to think that the stuff I wrote was how I really felt. I'd like to tell my mom that she was right and that I loved her.
I can do that. You'll just have to guide me on where it is and where your home is.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. The boy turns. Starts walking down the hill.
I follow suit.
As he gets further down, he turns, walking the path. His body seems to disappear.
Like on the path he disappeared?
He seemed to vanish.
Fuck. I guess I would just wait? It's kind of hard to follow nothing. So I'm not exactly popping out in the realm right here. Obviously, I'm going to look around and see if there's a structure somewhat swarming of a house near where he disappeared.
No, it's still in the park.
Oh, we're still in the park.
Yeah, you are still aggressively in the park.
Ah. We'll look back towards the park.
I mean, you're still in the park.
But look back towards the
park. Yeah, I get you. Yeah, sorry.
There's nothing there. Okay. Nope. I mean, I guess I'd walk the path then.
Okay.
Looking for houses. Or foundations.
Okay, the path is, I don't want to use the word hiking trail, but, you know, a paved path through the park kind of thing. You know, it is a trail that just kind of goes in sort of a circle or goes around what we're assuming is the bounds of the park.
So that's not leading me in any direction. I honestly don't know what to do. Guess I will head back to the forest line to go pop back into the realm.
Okay. You return to basically where you started from.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a moment, you look around once more before stepping sideways again. Yeah, safe in the tree line. In the dark, you once more return to the realm. The moon is doing a fair job. It's almost full. Illuminating the sky.
That's not going to help.
No, it makes it easier to see.
Right, but that's not going to help for sneaky.
No.
That's where my mind was. I will now venture out of the woods and towards town. Ish. Being that this is 90s, I'm looking for a newspaper vending machine thing. I can't remember what those were called.
Well, I would hold your horses.
Okay.
Hold them. Hold those horses.
I'm holding them. I got the reins tight.
Okay.
Nay.
You don't have to hold it in.
And I'm probes. You shift back to the realm. You return back to essentially where you started. Safely in the tree line, you step sideways once again. There's just a sliver left of the sun. But the moon is ready to take over. Almost full. You'll be able to see just fine. You turn around to take a few steps back to where you came and are instantly met with the pale visage of the young boy.
It's like a jump scare. I jump. Did not expect to see you.
You're going to help me, right?
I am. I didn't realize you could materialize here. You did state it, but I didn't realize it.
He looks a little confused by your choice of words, but starts to move past you. He almost blinks in and out of existence every few steps, appearing a couple feet ahead of where he was before.
And follow as best I can.
He's not moving overly fast. Just, we'll say, inconsistently. Slowly walking through the neighborhood as if reminiscing. We'll look over his shoulder to make sure you're following, that you're close by. You know, it was so easy as kids. You know, riding our bikes through the neighborhood and stuff. You know what it's like.
I don't, actually. I did not grow up in a neighborhood.
Where did you grow up?
I was a carny. I grew up in a carnival. We moved around all the time.
You were in the circus?
I was.
Wow.
Only place I called home was my RV.
That had to be cool. Did you get to play with the elephants and tigers and stuff?
Not necessarily play. I had to take care of them.
I had a dog. Yours sounds better.
You know, it was a lot of fun. Just very dangerous, though. Lion will take your arm off so fast.
Well, I mean, it didn't happen to you.
No.
Your mom and dad still there? How come you're here? Is the circus in town?
Not that I know of, and from what I know, my parents both passed away.
Is that why you can see me? Because you lost them? You're looking for them?
I'm special.
My parents used to say that about me. Then Michael showed up. Picked him up from the stupid orphanage, and all of a sudden everything was about him, you know? He wasn't even the real kid. I just got pushed aside.
I can see how that would make you angry.
And at school, you know, Beth Casey was, I liked her. You know, she was supposed to go out with me, and then Steve just fucking.
What's school like? I never went to one.
You're lucky. School sucked. Everyone was assholes, and like the teachers are boring and the homework was just, everything was fine until we got to junior high. Everything got so damn complicated. He stops moving. Looks at a house across the street. A standard ranch with blue siding. Flower bed up front by the porch. Two cars in the driveway.
This your house?
He nods.
Which room was yours?
Off to the side there. He points the side opposite of the garage. There's a back window the other side of the fence.
Where can I find your journal?
So there's a... It's under the drawer. Under my bed. Like if you pull out the drawer, I kept it under it.
That's a good hiding spot. So wait, your bed has drawers?
Yeah, at the bottom.
That's cool.
I mean, I guess.
I didn't have nothing like that.
Pet lion, though.
You got me there. All right, I'll go see what I can do about this journal.
And my mom, right?
I'll speak with her.
Tell her I'm sorry that I didn't mean it.
You know, I never got your name.
I'm Bruce. What's yours?
Dante.
Cool.
What's your last name, Bruce?
McAllister.
It's good to meet you, bud.
You too. There's McAllister too on the nose. It's just, I just pulled something out. To be continued, yo. And that'll do it for now. Make sure to tune in 2 weeks for the next chapter of Wherever Gaia Takes Us, and next week for the regular episode of Rage Across the Internet. If you like what we do, tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody, and you can always jump onto our Ko-Fi to give us a little support that, oh, trust me, we desperately need. You can find that at ko-fi/RageAcrossTheInternet, and you can find us here, the same place you found us last week. So be sure to tune in and have some fun with us. You take it easy.